the Irish Sales Federation, as you say, carried out a survey last week. They found there was a huge drop-off in bookings right throughout Ireland as a result of the Dublin lockdown and other counties, you know, with threats of being locked down. But here in Donegal, it's been much more severe. Over 95% of our business for the next 2 weeks has been wiped out. A lot of hotels have had to close and lay off their staff. A handful of staff or a handful of hotels have remained open, and they're dealing more. They're catering for people that can travel within the county. But they're, you know, the main reason they're open is just to keep their staff employed. So we'd be calling on the government. You know, we need help. There's 7,500 jobs in the tourism industry here in Donegal. So with the upcoming budget, we need the government to look at the VAT rate, and we need to look at commercial rates. Otherwise, it'll be an absolute disaster for us here in Donegal.
And the government last week announced a €2 million fund for businesses impacted by level 3 restrictions in Donegal. But this is nowhere near enough to be spread around all these businesses in the county.
Absolutely not. It's just a drop in the ocean. As I say, you know, 95% of our business was just wiped out overnight with very little notice. You know, restaurants had fridges full of food that was wasted. The same with hotels. All of our booking was just wiped out the minute the announcement was made. You know, so we need help. And as I say, you know, there's 7,500 people employed in the industry. We've proved that we can restart the economy. We can get all those people re-employed very quickly. But we need help. The tourism industry in Donegal need help from the government, and they need it urgently.